This is the Psychic Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Rossiter. I'm an artist, writer, and psychic medium living in Hawaii. This show is about people who are intuitive and creative, and what the process of integrating that awareness looks and feels like, and how we can access and develop that place inside of us all that is supremely psychic. For this month's rate and review giveaway, I'm offering a free registration to my course called Creativity and Consciousness that starts on October 1st. This is a $999 value, and in September, the price will go up. So if you write and submit a review of this podcast wherever you listen, then take a screenshot and send it to me. You will be entered to win. This month, the drawing will be on Monday, August 23rd, so don't delay. And send your review screenshot to bookings@thepsychicartistpodcast.com. And thank you so much for your support and all those that have written reviews already. It really means so much to me and helps to share this podcast with a larger audience. I wanted to share with you an experience that I just had of expansive angel wings growing out of the back of my body and high up above my head and all around behind me, beautiful white wings with blue tips. I became aware of my body as a vessel, a container that I am occupying, but I'm not of this place. So my home is elsewhere, and I've taken up residence in this human form. And from this form, I am learning and growing, expanding, but my soul is a much more expansive being, and I have a great awareness of other times, past and present and future. Many layers and many activities, many experiences, many lessons, growing and soaring, crashing and understanding. So it is from this place that I want to share a message today. How can we be in our bodies, but know that our highest self is speaking to us, guiding us, and offering us a more enlightened way to look at life? From this place of grounded on the earth in a body, with your feet touching the dirt, from your hands in the water and the sun shining on us, how can we learn from this place and share our great wisdom and knowledge from a place of connection, using the earth as a divine connecting device? The frequency of earth allows us to share messages that might not otherwise be shareable. The divine knowledge that comes from the galaxy, from the heavens, from our souls, transverse time, leaving behind anything that is no longer serving you, but moving towards love and light, moving towards things that lift up your soul, that guide you into other dimensions of being, and being okay with that, allowing ourselves to transform in ways that we could have never imagined, transforming into a column of light, for example, an angel, a comet moving through the sky. We have so much potential, and yet we limit ourselves to just what is happening here today, what happened yesterday, the negative experiences we perceive. We limit ourselves based on our beliefs. If we can expand our beliefs, release anything that is not serving our highest good, patterns that we have repeated for lifetimes, send them into the light, ask for help, letting go, we can inhabit a space that is more expansive. We can move forward into a larger arena of awareness when we let go of the beliefs that hold us back. Focusing our attention on the positive, on gratitude, on the gifts that are being delivered to us, having clear boundaries and sending back anything that is not of the love and light, anything that we're not okay with, no thank you with love, saying no, a firm no, having a clear sense of what you will and won't do, what you won't put up with, what you are not available for, helps to hold those boundaries and give the message to the universe, I am open to receiving this, but not that. The universe wants to deliver to you what you put out as your interest. So carefully curating your interests, spending time doing the things that uplift you and connect you, sharing those things, connecting with people who value those things, and letting go of the rest. It's like growing a garden or cleaning an object, like polishing a crystal. You will shine and your garden will grow and be abundant if you water the seeds that matter most to you. If you focus your attention on the beautiful crystal that inspires you and letting go of the rest. The process of letting go is like a ship sailing out to sea, and anything that it doesn't need falls behind. It's floating in the water like the trail of bubbles beyond the motor. As the ship sails into the ocean, this trail of bubbles is left behind, and they get absorbed into the ocean and dissipate. But the ship is moving forward, constantly encountering new experiences, new expanses of water and wind and sky, day and night, moving forward like a great ship with a pointy nose, cutting through the ocean, one pointed focus, and allowing the things that don't serve you to be blown off with the wind and fall behind into the ocean. Taking the support of the ocean, the support of the sky and the wind, and navigating carefully and joyously towards your destination, your goal. Hold that goal in your heart as a jewel that you will protect and share only with those that you trust and that you know will support it. Be careful where you share and what you share so that you can carefully develop the strains of connection that will support you. Like a web holding you in a hammock. You want to have strings that are strong and full of love and light. You don't need any strings that are not ready to support you. I hope this is helpful to you. And that is all. Thank you for listening to the Psychic Artist Podcast. To learn more about me, you can go to sararossiter.com, on Facebook at the Psychic Artist Podcast, and on Instagram at srossiterstudio. Thank you for listening, and many blessings.